Welcome. You're back with Reverend Dr. Floyd E. Harris Jr. here in the studio here in Fresno, California. We're going live right now. Live on the air at 8:08. We had a little technical difficulty getting online here, but I didn't give up. We have a guest here in the studio with me today, one of our community leaders, great community leader here in West Fresno, a man who I highly respect, a man who has been in the trenches for many, many years here. And I'm just glad to have him in the studio today. We'll get a few words from him a little later. We just want to give a shout out to the different folks across the country, the freedom fighters that's been fighting for justice, equality, and freedom all over the world. Living in America is not an easy thing. Many people think that who do not live here, that is just such a great, great country. But there are many issues here that we are dealing with here in America. We're just glad to be on the air just one more time. And, there's an election coming up real soon. And I'd like to see, what folks think about that, politics is something that that really will make you or break you. And so, again, we're here with Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting out of Fresno, California, the Golden West Side here of Fresno. We're going to be grandfathering our guest, Mr. Charles Taylor, a radio show. And we're just excited to have him accept the offer to get, his movement across the world. I believe in giving those a voice, those who know me. I believe in giving folks a voice. I believe in giving people an opportunity, giving people second chances. And, he's just a man that just really, really loved people. He created something called Neighbors Day, an event that he's been doing for two or three years. It's going viral right now. It's going across the world. Many people are signing on to his vision that he has put together, bringing neighbors together. And it's just a good thing, to bring folks together around food, different cultures, things like that. And so we just want to say thank you to him. Thank you to him, his wife, standing by him. I know I'm divorced now. I know what it feels like not to have your wife not stand by, but his wife stands by him 110%. And I just have the utmost respect for her when I see a woman, a true woman, that love her husband and stand by him through thick and thin. I just value that. I won't say I'm jealous, but I value that. And so, and she can cook. So he got it all, So we just, thank God for her. She was out there with him, side by side, serving the people. And servitude is something that I feel that we have lost in our culture today. I feel that servitude is something that I feel that we need to get back in our culture here in America. I believe that leaders feel today that I want to be a leader. Serve me, bow down to me. And that's not what leadership is about. Leadership is about serving the needs of the people. Leadership is about, coming together around a common cause, figuring out, what folks need in the community. And Brother Charles is someone who
feel that exploit that and really demonstrate that on a daily basis here in Fresno. And so we're going to go to station break here real quick. And then I want to bring Brother Charles on so that he can speak to you. Right now he's in the studio here. Real talk with the number one doctors is myself, Dr. Harris, Dr. Gene Kennedy out of Atlanta, Georgia. We are grandfathering another radio show to our good friend, Mr. Charles Taylor, who is a West Fresno leader. This man has stood by me through thick and thin. This man has my back. Anytime I call upon him, he's always there. He supports our Freedom School. And so, you know, these are the type of men that we need today to really, really take and show our young people, boys and girls, you know, what integrity, what character means, what responsibility means, how do you respect a woman, how do you respect the man, you know. And so I just believe that Fresno is very blessed to have him here, being a gatekeeper over this community here. And so we just want to thank him again for, Brother Charles, all you do. And we're just going to play Bob Marley right now. One Love. How many of you know Bob Marley? Oh, yeah. Bob Marley, One Love. I mean, I wish, you know, listening to this brother, Brother Charles, when I just look at his face, I look at his dreadlocks, he was just full of joy and full of, I guess that's why I like taking a lot of pictures, because, you know, the pictures don't lie. And and I just love Bob Marley. Dr. Kennedy is the one who kind of exposed me to Bob Marley. I mean, I heard his music, but never really just paid attention to the lyrics. And so I think right now that's what I'm doing is paying attention to lyrics right now with his different songs. He has Buffalo Soldiers and Stir It Up, Coming In From War, Three Little Birds. And I tell you, I listen to these songs and I just get happy. I just sit back and just listen to the lyrics. I mean, they're so powerful. You know, people talk about sticks and stones won't break my bones. But, man, this brother here was before his time. And I mean, he just really laid things out for us and across the world. And so, again, we're here in the studio, Real Talk with the number one doctors. We had a little technical difficulty getting on today. But we're here in the studio. It's our second night. We're grandfathering Charles. We miss Dr. Kennedy over in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm trying to make plans to go out to the South next year, hopefully during Black History Month, a couple of speaking engagements out there and really networking and building a pipeline that Dr. Kennedy been talking about coming from the South to the West Coast. And so Brother Charles is on his way back. He stepped out for a second, and I want to go ahead and give him the microphone here and have time. Hey there, Brother Charles. Hey, man, thank you for coming in the studio tonight. And I know that you're very busy, and I know it was last minute. And just want to thank you for all your dedication and commitment here in the community. And why don't you go ahead and talk to those that's listening right now across the world.
Good evening, and thank you, Dr. Reverend Harris, for the welcoming and all your service that you've been doing. My name is Charles Taylor, I have been involved with helping in the community, I guess, from a very young age. I was raised and grew up in Chicago on the West Side, and I started off as a youth, as working with the YMCA as a youth counselor, and it went on from there. Got involved with the gangs on the South Side and West Side, all of that, and so it's been what I've been doing from a very young age. And because my background, coming from a large family, so it was part of, growing up and reaching out in the community and helping out. And so it just continued on into my adulthood. What I would like to say is that it's been truly a really honor and privilege to be side working with Dr. Reverend Harris. I can give you a little background. I was living in Europe for a number of years, and I ended up in Fresno, and I met the Honorable Dr. Reverend Harris' father, Senior, and he found out that I had been involved with all kinds of civil rights movements and while I was in Chicago, and so he wanted me to meet his son. Before that, that's how I ended up meeting Dr. Reverend Harris, and it's been upstream ever since here on the county of Fresno. Through his guidance, and I had the opportunity to become his vice president under the Reverend L. Shopton organization, National Action Work, and so Action. And from there, I became the West Fresno Democratic Central Committee. I was elected twice, and so forth, and it continued on until I became the local chapter president in the National Action Network organization, from California State Vice President, and so forth. And so in the story goes is that And what gives me this opportunity and speak on authority on this subject is that one, that all of us in our minds and that we are faced today, and that's race. That's the subject I'm going to touch on a little bit, because this seems to be where we have all need to tune in to what's happening to us as a human being. And I've heard one of my heroes, President Barack Obama, saying that our democracy is at stake. Well, that's alarming. I mean, and what's going on today with this issue of race? Well, I want to give all of you all out there something, and that's what we have been doing in the West Side of Fresno. We started what we call Neighbors Day, and Neighbor Day began out of what happened down in Charleston with the young white man that went into the sanctuary and killed those nine, murdered them, and may they rest in peace. So we wanted to honor them, and so we decided that we would give a shout out to them and thank the parents and the family that was able to contain, you know, such a strength and the guidance to how we have to learn to forgive one another. So on our third annual Neighbors Day, we had the honor of meeting a well-known international professor from out of Fresno State, Dr. Clark. And she was being escorted around by the Honorable Dr. Reverend Harris, and telling the community that she has been going around practically all of her life preaching and teaching about we're going to have to learn to live together as one, and that to come upon a community in which we call Emiliusville, and as we go on and get to know each other better, I would break that down about how the name came about and so forth. But back to this issue of race. So she said she's been out there telling that we got to learn to live together and treat each other as equal, and to happen to find out here's a community that has been honoring, celebrating each other for the third year, and that the third year we wanted to introduce it to the world. And by doing that, we wanted to take 1 minute of silence to give a shout out to all the firefighters around the world to let them know that we love you, we thank you, and that we would always be in solidarity with them. But back to this race, what we are building is something that we call prize. If you take the word race and put P in front of it, this would include the human race. And there's no way that one could say, well, you know, well, if I'm white, you know, I'm superior. If I'm black, you know, you have to be the other or whatever. We're talking about all of us with a human heart. We have to learn that it is not in the human nature way, the way that we have been attacking one another, all this anger that's in the air. So here we go. Let's take and put P in front of race. And P would be to protect. And as we, as on the planet, as a people, as a person, and then we start to participate and all be a part of this prize. And then we go to R. Okay, now, let's start with when we think about the five books of love that we're writing, P-R-A-C-E, then we think about, okay, I have an obligation to do it because I'm a person and I'm a part of this planet. So what you want to do is the first thing, relax, and then relate so that you can come to understanding how we supposed to react towards one another. And A in the book of love is always absolutely, amen, that we are all. Now we go into the C, child. The child that in our book of love is to be cherished. And then we go to R-A-C-E, for everlasting. It is essential that we remain in this book of love right here, and we will contain in the book of C this consciousness that we are all one race, prize. And then we begin to understand that if we can all collectively just begin to do something for 1 minute, 1 minute to be silent so that the other person would be able to talk. So we have to give them that minute, and then once that person has completed it, then you have a minute to express what you want to say. And if you, within that time frame, 30 seconds, you've done with what you have to say, then you have to yield that to your neighbor. So now he got a minute and 30 seconds. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Here we go. Well, every year, the last Saturday of September, we have what we call Neighbors Day, where neighbor comes together and share in their culture and food and so forth, et cetera, and they interact with everyday life, what's going on, getting to know one another. And here's our mission statement is, put down the gun, let's have fun, we all are one. Neighbor Day has come, and I'm so happy to say that in this Neighbor Day, we also include the sister Heather that was killed by the white nationalists down there, and we lit a light, one candle, in honor of Sister Heather, so that the shining light, her mother that spoke so elegantly, said all of us have an obligation so that we can stand up. Like her daughter, they thought they was trying to kill her spirit. It only magnified her, because all over here in the valley, we stood up and say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, Sister Heather, we know who you are, and let that shining star continue to shine. That we're going to, and the, okay, how much time has been? Okay, we'll say 35 seconds. All right, I'm done. Okay, no, I can't go because you have to. So this is what I mean, Neighbor Day. Give your neighbor a minute, get to know him, and you'll find that there's so much we have in common. And so if we begin to start, because on our Neighbor Day and every day, We don't care about, you know, your color, whether you're a Hindu, or whether you're a Buddhist, or whether you're a Catholicism, or whether you're a Christianity, or whether you're Islam, or whether you're Judaism, because we all accept one another, that we all have a human heart. And we have to find, how can we become back into the human nature way of feeling? Prize. The five books of love, that you're going to always be prepared to protect. As we go into the book of seed, the children, we have to cherish them and comfort them. And this is why I say that we begin to put Neighbor Day out in the wind, and I have relatives that have been over in Israel giving a shout out, you know, Happy Neighbors Day in Chicago and Minnesota and all over. And we would say to everyone, it only takes two. Two of you all get together and honor one another and say, you know what, lunch on me, you know, just to get your neighbor. And let that momentum keep going, the moving keep going and keep growing. And out of this, we have what we call the fire monitors. You see, the reason why we wanted to give a shout out to the firefighters, because the firefighters, see, they are the world heroes. Now think about that. Here these guys and women, they, what they do, they sacrifice and go in and they rescue the children and then go back in and get all of us, our tail out there, you know, and then you go back and they forget the little pet, you know, dog, and they go back in and bring out the little Charlie, and then the little child say, no, you got to go back and get Boo Boo. Well, who is Boo Boo? Boo Boo is the goldfish. I mean, these firefighters, listen, they're awesome. They sleep in hotels and motels and anywhere they can lay their tail just to save our tail. So we want everyone, go to my Facebook, Emilia103, and say that you stood for 1 minute and see how power in the book of the five books of love, which we all price of the same, we have what we call that protection. The power, and it would go to the book of E. We have that energy. And so that there was, in this here Neighbor's Day, there was a tribute to the firefighter. They had a guy that was out there he was doing his fire dance, and he was moving, and they was throwing all kinds of things out in the wind, you know, racism, you know, we're going to, you know, burn it down. We're going to burn down malice and jealousy and begin to flourish and put the flame out. And now let's shower all of every one of us with love. So this is giving you an idea of Neighbor Day. And then we have down in Neighbor Day this year, downtown in Fresno, California, Pastor Bruce Hood was putting on an auto show the last Saturday of September, giving a shout out to the community and all over celebrating Neighbor's Day. And the south side of Chicago, I was told that all of my old friends, they come together every last Saturday of September and enjoy friendship of friends. I said, that's Neighbor's Day. And I encourage every one of you to just try it. Say, pardon me, brother, do you have a minute? And then just share, you know, any day, everyday conversation. And then say, you have a minute, anything you want to tell me, and get to know your neighbor. Pass it on, and let this movement continue to go. And I will be giving you all in the future how you can contact and be a part of the fire monitors, getting our uniforms that we can show the world that we are committed. We are positive. And we have the five books of love, prize. And if you stay in that, I don't care about, you know, you're Chinese or Japanese or you're part of the human race. It's only one. And the color comes in many, many shapes and all that, you know, whether you're fat, you know, skinny, tall, overweight, or underweight. You all are human and we all deserve. In the book of respect, the book of awe, we have to begin to respect. And then you begin to realize that, you know what, if we continue to do these things in harmony, maybe the power of all of this planet we'll have less maybe hurricanes. We won't have to be worried about, you see, because when there's a hurricane or a tornado, it don't care anything about that you got all that weapon, you know, and that all that arsenic. It's not going to help you. And you're talking about you only, oh, no, weak white supremacist, the hurricane is not going to come to this section. Oh, no, no. And when you're on a ship and the ship is going down, it doesn't matter what hand is out there to pull you up. You grab it. Because the same kind of blood that runs into your body and your veins is the same in mine. So with that, I would like to thank Dr. Reverend Harris and turn it back over to him. But Neighbor's Day, and if we can continue and keep that going, maybe even all parts of the places where you never thought it would happen. There was a breaking news on our last Neighbor Day, and they said that that the North Korea, that they had all started tuning in and watching, you know, Neighbor's Day. Isn't that something? Imagine, next year we're going to honor all the military around the world, and maybe one of the years will come up and we'll find that the U.S. military and the North Korea and Russia, all of them parading together in Neighbor's Day. Think about that. Thank you, Dr. Reverend Harris.
Thank you, Brother Charles. Yeah, Mr. Charles Taylor. Mr. Charles Taylor here on the Golden West Side of West Fresno, a community leader, community activist, a husband, a father, grandfather, and we just thank him for being in the studio today. He brings up a lot of good points about neighbors. We kind of hit on this a little bit yesterday in regards to what is a neighbor. Let's define what is a neighbor. Let's define the value of a neighbor. When I was a child, matter of fact, I have some good neighbors here myself. You know, Brother Charles, I went and picked some okra and black-eyed peas at the farm, and I just came home one day. I went and knocked on my neighbor's door, and I said, they said, hello. They said, who is it? I said, it's your neighbor next door. I mean, who, you don't even hear that anymore, your neighbor next door, you know. And so they opened the door, and I said, here, I'd like to give this to you. And it was some okra and black-eyed pea. I mean, this was food that our children grew at the Freedom School and that we were blessing the neighbor. How far do that go? Just some food, right? Just some food. They didn't have to pay for it. You know, it was like bringing that relationship together. You know, the Neighbor's Day. Neighbor's Day should be every day. You know, I mean, I just like for everyone to just, for a second, how many neighbors do you have on your block? Just think about it, going left and going right. How many of those neighbors do you know by name, going left and going right?
20 or 30 years.
I mean, we could sit on, we could be in a neighborhood for 20, 30 years and don't even know our neighbor's name. I mean, the value, see, we don't even value one another anymore here in this world, Brother Chuck. We don't even have self-respect. My neighbor knocked on my door one morning. And I said, oh, who is it? She said, your neighbor next door. I said, oh. It was about 6:30 in the morning. I didn't know if something had happened. I'm just like, and I opened the door and she says, I wanted to know, do you have a cup of sugar? I said, sure, come in. You see how friendly that was, how intimate that was? You know, I was getting ready for work. I had my shirt off and all that. But, you know, I didn't think she was going to come in and rape me or nothing like that. It was just a cup of sugar. I had some sugar. You ever a cup of sugar? And we've been friends ever since. I mean, a cup of sugar. Out of my day, I know she watches my house, right? I watches her house, right? You know, and Neighbor's Day you know, the value system in this society right now, Brother Charles, has disintegrated. We don't even know. We're trying to live this life so fast like a microwave that we forget about. I mean, I don't really like using a microwave, right? I like to do it the old-fashioned way, the tea kettle. I like to hear the tea kettle whistle. So so what can you tell a listening audience and the listening audience right now across the world? How can they get to know their neighbor better?
Well, this is what I would suggest is that take once a month. I'll give you an example. Charity is always good, but when you know that you get into a situation, I mentioned about I was in line. I just wanted to buy the firefighter pay for his food. Or just go up to your neighbor and say, you know what, you got a minute? Or let's go down and I want to just sit down and just drink coffee on me. I mean, just let one express, you know, what's on their mind. You know, just listen, and then you open up an avenue. Then you open up something that you did, which is go back to the book of love, the book of R. You did a righteous something, righteous, a righteous deed. So, and try it. Just say, pardon me, neighbor, do you have a minute? And you'll find them going to say, well, you know, not really, you know. Well, okay. But then you said, just a minute now. When you leave out the train, hold you up 15 minutes. I'm only asking for a minute, sir. You just count the second. Then you'll find out, wait a minute, you know what? A minute? Okay. And then you yield him a minute. Say, well, I'm, you know, that's, you know. So putting this out on the table that a minute, you know. Just to take time and ask how you doing. You know what I find is very helpful to me when you got one of those tough looking you know mean kind of you know one of those big you know muscle bound guy and they don't want to speak and they walk past you and you say good morning sir and then you startle them and they say oh good morning you know he said good I did something that he didn't want to do but then it was something that was positive. Be about those kinds of things so we can advance this humanity. And what's happening now in the world today, we need leaders that put people first. And when you put that out there, is that there's always someone that worse off than you. But then there's many don't have what you have. So that what you have, you have to share. Now, I honestly believe that when there's let's stop and pause and give a moment and think about our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico and all those incidents that's happening, you know, in Mexico and Florida. All of these are a part of the human race. We have common pains, and when one of our brothers or sisters get into that anger where he can go out and blow you away. We have to start to realize how do we get to this level that one cannot feel. What happened to our military, those brothers and sisters that's out there that's fighting for us? You got a call coming in, Doc. So anyway, I want to thank all of you all, and I think I would like to say that on behalf of all of the members out there in military that's fighting to make a life better for all of us, you know, peace and love be to all of those that are suffering in the fires, that suffering in Southern California. We want them to know that we pray for all of those that are lost ones, and we pray that they have a speedy return, those that are ill from anything that have happened to all our firefighters that's out there to save those that are in need of the love and protection. And we want them to know that they are in our hearts and our prayer. And I like to say to my beloved family all around the world. I'd like to thank you for having the opportunity to get to know you. You know, in all the years that I've had to grow up with my kin blood brothers and sisters, but I've had the opportunity to meet so many other wonderful black, brown, red people all around the world, and they understand that when a child has been killed and blown up, and when the parent and family members, they suffer, we feel their suffering. That's why we want to find how can we get back to loving one another again. And that's why we're introducing Neighbor Day, to keep putting that out there. But we're the same neighbor. You know, how do we get to this? Well, I have to be all the one to make all the decisions. Let's come to the table and sit down and how we can address this here, and so we can better the lives for each and every one of us. So with that, I'd like to yield back to the host for this evening, Dr. Reverend Harris.
Yeah, Brother Charles, you bring up a lot of good points there this evening in regards to Neighbor's Day and firefighters. I'm going to say something I don't believe you know, and I think next year when you do your Neighbor's Day, that we will include the Fresno firefighters. Dr. Gene Kennedy, son, is a firefighter here in Fresno. He's, I believe, been working, that's his career. He's been working for the fire department for at least 10, 12 years. I believe he's on a special assignment at the airport, just got promoted. Good young brother. He sacrificed his life. He goes in them houses that's on fire. He climbs those roofs. And, you know, we were talking about servitude a little earlier before you came. And I don't believe that folks really really understand what servitude means. Serve. What does it mean to serve? I mean, it's kind of a vague statement. What does it mean to serve, and to what capacity? I believe that leadership today has gotten off base, has lost its substance of what you're supposed to do for the people. And I think leaders feel that the people are supposed to do things for them. And what I see, you know, here just in Fresno, I see a lot of hurting people. I see a lot of good hurting people. I see a lot of people who deserve better and getting less from leadership. I see a community here in West Fresno that's been dealing with environmental racism for the past 60 to 70 years. I see a community here that deserves better and is getting less. How do you give people hope that don't have the political strength, power, maybe the education, maybe the name recognition? It's like they're going up against a Goliath.
You don't have a voice.
And it's like, I just want to be treated fair. I want to be treated equal. I want to be treated with dignity and respect. I don't want to live in a community that's cooking dead animals every day and I have to smell this every day, while those on the other side of town do not have to smell the dead animals at the rendering plant. How do we empower people that's at the bottom? How do we always think that the people at the top is going to be concerned about the people at the bottom? And that's not always the case. It's like the people at the bottom are the people that's getting stepped on,
spit on, disrespected, you know? And it's like, what do we need to do today to be able to empower ourselves as a people, to come together as one? And I think the Neighbors Day is the link, the master link, to start that dialogue about love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, you know, I mean, you know all the political hits I've taken for this community over all these years. I've been arrested by the police department for Black Lives Matter. I, you know, did recalls against politicians. I went up against mayors for the love of this community. What? Where are we at right now in society, from your perspective, Brother Charles, here, October 24th, 2017, at 8:49 p.m. on the West Coast?
Well, thank you, Dr. Harris. Appreciate. In the book of love, appreciate. We have to appreciate that what we have right here in our midst. And the reason why it seems like the little man always getting stepped on is because you don't know the person that you voted for. You see, if we, you know, are neighbors, then we know there's no way he's going to come back in the community. He's weird, and, you know. So we have to know that the people that we are voting to put in that position are those that you know that are committed and that they will put the people first. And that's why I said that, you know, how do you value a man, his success? You know, I think I value is that in times when you are in your worst circumstance, that you would not fold. And that's how I would measure the man. And my trials and tribulation go back. Back in 2000, I was involved in a situation beyond your imagination. But through it all, you know, there have been much suffering. But after the suffering come healing. And that, when you can use your experience and do something that's positive to help for the better for mankind, then the suffering that you have had compelled to endure will be the one to acknowledge and say that, but through it all, there's something we all can take away and learn from. And in my story is that I was, and how I can speak with authority on this subject about racism, because I was involved in a high-profile international case that happened in Finland. All of this is could be proven, and that it ended up, after 9 years, the case itself, in the European Human Rights Court, in which, through the grace of the Almighty, that it was a unanimous decision. But through it all, if those that know the story, I forgive. I thought about those divine nine, knowing that the loved ones will never see their loved ones again, but they forgave. And you can't harbor hate. So we have to forgive in order to heal. So my advice is that I asked an invitation to David Duke, to decide the white supremacists. You know, listen, okay, you feel that you're superior? Okay, fine. But all I ask of you is that this minute that we're sitting talking, that you be silent and listen. And what I would say to those in that position is that you was not born that way to hate. So let's try to do something where someone else will benefit, where you will make not only yourself feel good, but others feel good. Okay, all right. Now let's put aside about, you want to do all that harm, but let's try to contain this for a minute. Do no harm with anyone with a human heart. Because whatever you do to that man or that woman or that child, I would feel it. Because I imagine the suffering, because of the suffering I have to go through, is to let me know that it's all for a purpose. And we have a common purpose, we have a common goal, and we have common solution. And that is, try it. You know, you'll find that you get to talking to that black person or that white person, that Mexican or whatever, and you'll be surprised of the wisdom that you can share with one another. That's what it's all about. You'll be looking at the Chinese man talking about his eyes all looking all funny, and then he turn around and ask you, did you see the over in the corner over there, that what's that sharp thing? How did you see that? I don't know what he's got, but I'm saying that everything is for a purpose, and that purpose we can love and enjoy that which you have to give. And all of us, each and every one of us, are part of this human race, and each and every one of us deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. And you'll be surprised, your reward, the book of love, she'll come when you just listen for a minute. And then you realize, you know what? Let's try it. Let's try a stranger, just go up to him and ask him, pardon me, sir, do you have a minute? And start with, you know, the firefighters, anyone that the firefighters saved? You can start just a conversation, you know, what you talking about the firefighters? Well, I think that, you know, we can all take a minute to give thanks to them, those that's past and present. You probably, you know, for a minute, never meant something so, you know, rewarding. But I assure you, you go to Emilia103, my Facebook account, or by Twitter, Emilia1031, and just say, I stood for a minute and gave a shout out and thank you to the firefighters. You're committed, because what you are saying is that we want to get it right this time. We want to get it right that when it's all said and done, that you did something, you participated, you gave your percent that you give, and just relax. Be calm. Be patient. And enjoy that which we all were given, to enjoy the planet together. Because every time I hear about innocent people being blown apart, have nothing to do with whatever they're fighting about. And then when you sit down and say, okay, all right, all the terrorists is out there, you know, but we care about them. Because when you blow yourself up, I'm thinking about, now what about, you know, the children? They're one father less. Let's begin to look at this in a real, realistic way. It has always been proven humans trying to dominate other humans has been a total failure. Check it out in the history book. Now, if we reach out, you know, I'm thankful for all that I've been able to achieve in my lifetime. I had the opportunity to visit Israel and learn the language and meet so many other different nationalities and all around the world. And each and every time, I cherish that moment, because there's something about that person. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the crack pot. You know, the guy that got these pots going down, you heard the one, and he's carrying these pots, and one of the pots got more holes in it, dripping the water. And then when he gets to his destination, the other pot wondering why, I'm always with less water and have more water. But the point I'm making is that every one of us, you call them a crackpot, is something that person is definitely to give you in life that you can learn and pass it on to someone else. Instead of looking at the negative thing in the person, let's start from this point to be positive. And as we tune into the five books of love, peace, power, protecting each and every one of us, when time of need, and you see a neighbor that we often yell, when I come outside and I need two hands, I got eight hands. What we can do for you, neighbor? And I think that all of us can use some relax. We need to chill out and just all of us is to the point where you listen on the news, it's nothing but, you know, so we need our day to just forget about all that and just enjoy one another. So I hope that I've been able to share, you know, my story, but I have had the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people that gave me the opportunity to say that in my latter days, you know, I'm full. My cup is running over. To have the opportunity to serve up under Dr. Reverend Harris, the wonderful people that that came into my life through his time and making sure that they had a chance to meet me, and I'm so proud of that, that he had faith in me, that he asked me from the very start, is there anything you want me to do about this matter concerning my daughter? I said, no. I believe that all that need to be done has already been done. And that is that it's not possible that one adult can turn the blind eye when a little child needs urgent care. And that is what I wanted to point out from the very beginning. What is your purpose here? What's your role as an adult, as a grown-up? And once we concentrate on, you know, what your role is, and I can tell you right now to start with, it's caring. In the book of C, caring. You got to start caring about whatever, you didn't want to give a time for a care about. You know, you see a guy out there on the street, needs some help. You have to show some care. I mean, care about him and come out and say, you know what, here's a sandwich I bought you. Caring for one another. And we got to get this right. Because you know what? It's about us now. Those who want to do the right thing and understand that we all are equal and on this hip, on the same level. Okay, you got more money than me. Okay, so you're blessed. Right. But what I have accomplished and proven to me that everything that you receive in life is to share. Share with one another. That is what we all are here for, to get to know so we can share, so we can uplift one another. Instead of thinking about those who want to, we want to, you know, eliminate the idea that you have to take from your brother. You don't have to, because we'll share with you. Once you get to know a person, you find that that person thinks about you. I woke up one morning, and I got to thinking about my neighbor Frank and Joe next door and Jeremy. I woke up thinking about my neighbors. isn't that a wonderful thing? The thoughts of them and what we have done, and every time I need my air condition went out, I went next door to Joe and his wife. Boy, I'm telling you, she got like three heads when it compared to these. Like, and she just went over there and fixed my air condition and got it. I mean, these are the things that I cherish, and I'm sure that there are those out there can need a hug, and I would like to put it out in the wind and give all of you a big hug and throwing you a kiss on top of it. Thank you for your time.
There you have Mr. Charles Taylor, Neighbors Day, the founder of Neighbors Day here in Fresno, California. We are happy to have him in the studio this evening here on the West Coast, Fresno, California, the Golden West Side. You're with Real Talk with the number one doctors. Real Talk with the number one doctors. And you may say, well, who are the doctors? Well, that's me and Dr. Jean Kennedy from Atlanta, Georgia. She's not with us today, but hopefully she'll be with us tomorrow. It's a three-hour difference from that side of the country, but we just want to acknowledge her for all of her good work and love that she has given to our community here in Fresno, the 20 years that she was here. We do miss her here in Fresno, California. And, hey, I think we had a good show tonight. And and tomorrow we're going to have another show. But this show, we're going to be dealing with some issues around police brutality in Detroit, Michigan. There's some actions that's going to be happening tomorrow. I believe I wrote it down here. There are going to be some actions being done in Brooklyn, New York, Portland, Greensville, South Carolina, and Detroit, Michigan was going to do an action, but I believe there's a storm coming tomorrow. But hopefully Fresno will be doing something in solidarity with those around the police brutality. But so anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off. We just want to thank Mr. Charles Taylor again for coming into the studio. He will be we will be birthing a radio station to Mr. Charles Taylor. Right now he's in the studio looking at how to work the board, how to work the knobs, and getting familiar because I believe that he has a lot to say. He's been on a journey, a long journey, that he's seeking justice. And so we just thank him one more time for coming into the studio. You're with Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris, Jr. We're going to sign out. It's 9.05 p.m., October 24th, 2017. Any last words, Charles, you have for our listening audience that before we sign off? Any last words you'd like to tell the folks?
Price, peace, love, and compassion for all mankind.
There you have it. There you have it, Mr. Charles Taylor, just one more time. And tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We'll be rolling again. We'll be making that show tonight. We'll be posting it. Go to Facebook calendar. It's going to be a hot show. We're going to have a lot of people on the line. We're just happy to be back on the line. I mean, a lot of people have been asking me for months to when we were going to come back on the line, and we just kind of held off a little bit. I had a lot on my plate, and so I said, well, now it's time to go back on the air. And so we're just happy to be back on the air. We do a lot of heavy lifting, me and Dr. Gene Kennedy, as well as Mr. Charles Taylor. So we're going to go ahead and sign out. We want to say have a good evening for those of you across the world, across the water, and we will look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and we will say good night.